Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hello, and thanks so much for joining me. This is the Inside Songwriting Podcast. I'm here on the clifftops of Sydney, and today it's a little bit windy out there. It's sunny, but it was rainy this morning. Haven't been for a walk yet today, but I'm going to try and make sure that I do that after this recording. So if you haven't tuned in before, I'm a songwriter, I'm a recording artist, I'm a touring artist. It's never a dull moment. And you can probably hear today a little smile in my voice because I'm pumped at the moment with all the things that are going on. And I'm really excited to tell you that I'm also now the author of the book, The Free Thinking Songwriter, which was released only a couple of weeks ago, not even a couple of weeks ago, on my birthday on the 27th of November. So it's available at the moment on all the iTunes iBook stores, and I'm waiting for it to be announced that it'll be available pretty much where every digital book is sold. So on your Kindles and Sonys and Kobos and Barnes and Nobles and so on. So I'm really excited about that. I've put a lot of work into this book. I've been writing it probably for around the last 8 months, and I wanted to share as much content as I could with you and just turn my thoughts into value for you guys. So that's one of the things that I'm really excited about at the moment. And like I say, you can probably hear it in my voice today. I've got so much going on, and you do get really busy and you do get overwhelmed. But when you keep getting results, and when you just keep motivated, you keep yourself motivated when results keep coming in. And so I've got a few little updates to tell you about, which seems to be the way I've been starting these podcasts. So I'll just keep that up because it's exciting. And I'm sure everyone out there, if you're a songwriter, I'm sure you know that we tend to like to talk about ourselves. But the thing I've noticed about that is that when you're aware of that, you become aware of the fact that you talk about yourselves, and that's the songwriter's way. But that does stop you from doing it as often, and it stops you from doing it in a self-indulgent way. So I'm going to give you a quick update, and then we'll move on to today's topic for this episode, which is speculation in songwriting. I'll elaborate on that in a minute. So I'm still totally thrilled to be nominated for a Golden Guitar. It's such a good feeling. It comes around on the 25th of January is the awards night. And I know that the voting is now closed, so somebody has won it. And I'm just going to try and keep my excitement at bay and not get my hopes up. But I'm thrilled, and I'm really looking forward to the awards night. And I just got my dates in for the festival that leads up to the awards night as well. So at the end of January, there's a Tamworth Country Music Festival. And it's great. I've got myself a few shows. I've got three shows, and I have two record store appearances. I think one of them I'm going to be playing a 40-minute set and then doing a signing. And then there's another thing called Fan Zone where right in the centre of town. And I'll be doing a short performance and then meeting everyone so everyone can come and say hey, and I'll sign whatever they want me to sign. So that's pretty exciting. That's still a couple of months away. I'm sorry if you can hear, I think there's a removal van reversing out there in the street today. That's not good for my little quiet, cozy abode on the clifftops. I'm sure you'll excuse that though for a few seconds, stealing my airtime. So, so that festival's always exciting. And, of course, this year when it culminates with the Golden Guitar Awards on the last Saturday is just it's making it extra special for me. What else has been going on? So I remembered telling you that I got a cut on a great singer-songwriter's album this year. And I remember telling you how excited I was about that and how grateful I was to get another song on someone's album. I've had so many, and it's an amazing feeling. And I was telling you about Elise Simmons, who released her album this year. It's an album called Believe. And so we've got a co-write on there called The Treehouse Song. And I forgot to tell you in the last podcast that Elise has been nominated for Golden Guitar 2, which is a huge achievement for her. and she's been nominated for Female Artist of the Year. So I'm really proud of her, I'm really proud of where she's going with her career, and I'm really proud to be involved in the album in some way. And the other thing, I'm not sure if she's aware of this, but the other thing that's really exciting is that I've had a co-write on two previous albums that have been nominated for Female Artist of the Year, and both of them won the Golden Guitar. Did you hear me smile just then? So that's pretty exciting. You never know, it might be a little tag there that you know, gives her the edge. You never know. If you're superstitious in any way, then send the good vibes. Send the good vibes. So yeah, I forgot to tell you that when I was telling you about it, about getting the cut on that record. So another really exciting thing that's going on. I think I'm going to have to slow down a bit. I'm really enjoying myself today. And what else I've been doing? I mentioned I was doing getting back into some core writing, which I took a little break from. Didn't sort of purposefully take a break. It's the way my life and my crazy touring schedule worked out. So, but in recent weeks, I've written twice with a girl who has flown over from Western Australia. So this time she came over last week and we wrote for a second time, and it was great the first time. So we were both really looking forward to what we were going to churn out song-wise, but the energy when we're writing together. And that's a really important thing. The first time we wrote a few weeks back was obviously our first time together. And when you're in that environment, it can go either way. So it worked out really well. We got on really well. We were able to be as comfortable and as open as you need to be in a songwriting situation. And more importantly, we came up with a great song, and we had a really good way of working together. So she came here last week, so we did our second co-write, and she was actually in town because she was opening at the State Theatre in Sydney for Air Supply. So that was a big one for her as well. So that's two songs I'm really proud of in the last few weeks that I've written with a new co-write friend. Her name's Chelsea Basham, and incidentally, Chelsea took out her first Golden Guitar earlier this year in January for a new talent of the year. Look at that, Golden Guitars everywhere. So good. And what else have I got? I got a really nice email the other day. This is something I like updating you on, because I just want to let you know that these are the things that you can achieve. These are the things that we aim for, and these are the things that do actually happen. And I remember talking to you in one of the episodes about getting my songs placed on TV, and I think I went into detail about that on the podcast about music publishers, which I think is episode 5. So this week I got a really nice email requesting clearance from my publishers for a song to be used on a major TV show. But there's a difference with this one, and there's another reason why I'm really excited about it. The difference with this one is that not only is it going to be a feature song. I remember a couple of months ago I told you I had a wedding scene with a bridal waltz, which is, that's really quite something. I've had lots of songs placed on TV, and it varies. You can have them in the background or as feature mood pieces, or you know. But so that wedding bridal waltz was quite prominently placed, and I didn't actually see the episode, but someone sent me a little YouTube clip from their phone filming their television from when it aired, and it was really prominent. And I did notice on iTunes that that song just shot up in popularity, which is absolutely the desired effect, right? So that's exciting. But so this time around is different, because the request was for me to provide the lyrics and the chords to the song, because in a really powerful forthcoming episode, one of the main characters is actually going to perform it. He's going to perform the song in the show. And the reason that's extra exciting for me is because it's a show that's it's been around since I was a kid, and I've kind of grown up with this character. So it's really bizarre. It's a bizarre feeling to be asked, if you mind, that kind of use of your song. and then to know that it's a character that you've grown up watching on television since you were very young. So there you go, and really, really strange, but really exciting, and of course another result as a songwriter for myself. Just, you know, this run of results is partly due to my new album coming out last June. So it does make a difference when you've got a new product. It opens a lot of doors, and things happen that wouldn't otherwise happen. Maybe because of the publicity or because of the efforts that you put in as a songwriter or as an artist. And I've definitely been putting in a good effort since the album came out, with touring constantly and generally just trying to do everything I can in my own independent way to raise awareness that I've got a new album. So it's partly due to that, and it's partly due to the fact that my publishers are proactive, and that's exactly why we sign away our copyright with our publishers, because we do that in the hope that they're going to be proactive in exploiting our songs. So I'm feeling very fortunate, and I'm feeling very very proud of everything that's going on. Just another thing I can share with you, with, you know, real time, exactly what's going on in the life of a songwriter. And I wanted to also just mention, I'm particularly motivated at the moment because of a few reasons. I'm excited by my artistic ways every day anyway, and I think we go through phases of that. We can't expect that to be on full charge at all times. But one of the things I wanted to share with you is that I'm managing to sustain that at the moment. And I know it's because of the help of several amazing people out there who are sharing their thoughts. What I do is I spend a lot of time listening to others on podcasts who in turn motivate me. So there's a lot of, you know, lifestyle podcasters and so on that really just keep me motivated. And I guess it's the same as hearing an inspirational keynote speech, or hearing someone talk in such a motivational way that you just want to go out there and do good work. And so one of the things I do to keep up the energy and to not drop the ball, make sure I keep all the links in the chain together, and just to stay productive, is I do exactly that. I listen to these inspirational people and podcasts, and I find new ones every few weeks, you know, and I subscribe for a while. I download all the ones that look interesting to me. And there's far too many to mention, but the one that I will mention for anyone creative is someone who's inspired me now for possibly a year already. And I've also bought two of his books, is a guy named Todd Henry. And I discovered him through him being interviewed on another podcast. Actually, I didn't. I discovered him because a friend of mine in Brisbane, Hey Salty, he showed me a book called Steal Like an Artist. And I won't go into that right now, but I'll look it up. Highly recommended. And Todd Henry was interviewing the author of that book. And so I looked that up on iTunes or on YouTube or something. That's how I found him. But Todd Henry has a podcast called The Accidental Creative. He has a book called The Accidental Creative, and there's a new book called Die Empty. And I won't go into any more about that other than to say, if you're interested in one of the aspects of this podcast, and that is the way I'm updating you with all these things that I appear to be really energetic about and motivated with, I've got to say that people like Todd Henry, and especially Todd Henry, inspire me daily. Daily, I anticipate the next episode of the podcast, and I re-listen to the audiobooks that I've bought of his. And that's one of the things. The other thing I'll tell you really quickly, that I've from delving right into all these podcasts and just having this keenness to learn, I discovered the beautiful world of juicing fresh vegetables, everyone. So I make fresh juice almost every day. I try and do it every day, and it keeps me really energetic. And I've got, you know, I've got my own little recipe that works for me, and it definitely boosts your energy levels. Some of these guys out there say that to stay motivated, you know, it's all about what goes in. If we're eating well, our energy levels go through the roof. So that was just in case you songwriters were wondering how I fit all these crazy things in, or why I sound like I've got the motivation 100% of the time. And I will tell you honestly, it's not 100% of the time, but I am riding a good run at the moment. Riding a good wave. I'm on a good run with motivation right now. So there you go. Get that beetroot juice into you with ginger, and I'll maybe share the other ingredients at another time with you. Let's get on to today's topic. And I wanted to talk to you today about speculation in songwriting. Now, I was having a chat with my friend. He came over to visit last week. My friend Michael Roberts is he's the closest thing I've got to a mentor in my life, and I would go as far as to say that he has been my mentor and is my mentor. I don't know why I was slightly hesitant to say that he is, probably because he and I haven't discussed that. But I can assure you that without Michael Roberts in my songwriting process, there are many of my songs over the years that might not have quite been realized to the point where they are. And I definitely know that they've benefited from his input. And not to mention that he's a record producer and he produced my first two albums, which achieved a great deal, especially across UK and Europe. At one point, while Johnny Cash was still alive, we took out the number one spot from Johnny Cash in the Americana UK charts. And I don't mention that very often, but I think I should, because I'm pretty chuffed about that. So Michael Roberts and I, who I think is a brilliant man, and he's a musicologist as well as an endless well of knowledge and experience in the world of songwriting. And we had a chat last week just about a number of things. He didn't come over to talk about songwriting. He came over for a catch-up. But invariably, when I'm sitting down to have a chat with someone, we stumble upon the topic of songwriting. And Michael used the word speculation. And we were talking about the need that some songwriters have to cater for a particular genre or chart or trend or sound. You know, Michael and I were just discussing that in length, and he used the word speculation because we were talking about the genuine methods of songwriting, where you're actually truly expressing your own artistic insights and realizing them in song form. You know, the fundamentals of why I do this podcast and why I have the Inside Songwriting blog, when it comes down to it, that it could be summed up like that. This is about true artistic expression, and we can't write with the intention of trying to please a particular listener or a particular mass of listeners. Which could be a particular chart that you're trying to get onto, a radio format or a category or a genre that you really want to fit into. Because when we're doing that, it's mere speculation. It's mere speculation. We're speculating what others may feel when they hear the results of our artistic expression. So I thought it was a really good word. And I think that Michael's great for that. He's a beautiful wordsmith also. And incidentally, that he wrote the foreword for my new book as well. And it's just incredible. I'm really humbled by what he wrote. But he's got a lovely turn of phrase, and he's a beautiful writer. So it got me on a train of thought thinking about speculation and songwriting. And that's what I wanted to just share a little bit of what that led me to think. So I'll talk to you about that now. And if this is unusual for me, but if it sounds like I'm reading something for this next part, it's because I am. Because about an hour ago, I sat down to take some to make some bullet points for what I wanted to talk to you about today, and I ended up just scribbling away. So I want to just read that out, because it probably provides more value than if I was to just wax off the top of my head. So, speculation and songwriting. So here's what I wrote probably about an hour ago. We don't need them. We've already got them. We want you. You already have them. You need you. Carve your own path. Find your own voice. If your desire is to make a difference, then be different. If you're catering for a trend or a chart or a particular market, it's all pure speculation. How can we expect to stand out and be noticed if we're constantly trying to be like someone or something else? If our aim is to get noticed, then we must do counter to what everyone else is doing. It doesn't make any sense to do the same. If first and foremost your art is good, that'll prevail, and you'll eventually become a frame of reference, even if it's only in a, if you like this, we recommend this way. I found a wonderful artist named Abigail Washburn whilst I was buying a Laura Marling album on iTunes. It made me wonder immediately how many others have found Abigail Washburn in a similar way. Very cool. And if you're familiar with her music, you'll know that she is an artist and a songwriter that is most definitely carving her own path. Incidentally, when I was in Nashville last year, I was in a venue, Third and Lindsley, and I sat down and I was with some friends, and a guy named Tim O'Brien joined us, that's someone whose music I'd been listening to for a long time. And about 10 minutes later, a couple of his friends sat down with us, and he introduced his two friends, and one of them's name was Abby. And it took me about half an hour to realize that that was actually Abigail Washburn, who I'd been listening to for about a year and loving her album through and through. And it took me about half an hour to realize that she had sat down at a table with me. which is that sort of thing happens in Nashville all the time, but it doesn't stop it from being exciting. So the same is true with your songwriting urges. If the urge is there for you to write genuinely and naturally in a style that perhaps wasn't what you intended, for art's sake, go with it. For your own sake, go with it. And for the sake of your honest path to creative uniqueness, go with it. There's a natural flow that needs to happen for us to produce our best work. Work, meaning our creative insight, ignited and ultimately realized. Carving our own path doesn't always mean we should consciously and purposefully steer ourselves away from the pack. And in fact, I'd recommend that we keep up to speed with what the pack is doing. Why? Well, we need to keep ourselves informed, particularly in the space occupied by the songs that we like, for a few reasons. Letting our favorite songs inspire and influence us is an entirely different matter. It's healthy to enjoy the songwriting of others, so much that it influences our own writing. We're almost 70 years into rock and roll music's lifetime, and it would be insane to suggest that we're not influenced by others. It would also be false to say that we're now unable to create something unique. Have you ever heard that when people talk about everything already having been done? I've always been defiant on that one, because I think that we all have a gift. We're all unique. And we do have something in us that is going to enable us to express ourselves creatively in a unique way, ultimately. There's probably a lot of steps along the way that we have to take that are going to enable us to do that. That's what I'm trying to assist with here, by sharing thoughts from a philosophical viewpoint rather than a textbook style of songwriting, or methods that are guaranteed to stylize your songs in a particular way that has been done a million times before. Everything has not been done before, and our inner urges to create tell us that every day. We write songs because we must, and life provides us with an infinite gallery of variety from which to draw inspiration. There's a space for you, there always has been a space for you, and there always will be a space for you to occupy with your uniqueness and the gifts that you have to share. So that's a little blurb that I wrote before I started talking to you today. And I'd really love to hear your thoughts. I mentioned on the last podcast, there's a little there's a little tab on the right-hand side of insidesongwriting.com on every page now where you can leave me a voicemail. And if you do that, please let me know if you're happy for me to broadcast that on a podcast. And failing that, you can leave comments. You can send me an email at carl@insidesongwriting.com. And anything other than your honest artistic expression is pure speculation. You want to be moved by your own art, right? Whether or not others are moved by your own art is probably dictated by whether or not you are moved by your own art. If you can convince, if your aim is to convince others, then really your aim should be to convince yourself first, because that's going to be infectious. That'll prevail above all else when it comes to pure and honest songwriting. And if you want to make a difference, you have to be different. There's no way that someone's going to suggest that you stand out if you're doing something that's everywhere. Hope this helps. Really love to hear your thoughts, your feedback. And before I leave today, because I'm so excited, I'm going to tell you one more time about my brand new book. I'm really proud. It's called The Free Thinking Songwriter, and it may even be up on all digital platforms already, but I know it's on iTunes iBook Store for now. I'll keep you up to scratch with that. And you'll hear more from me soon. What I'm going to try and do is get Michael Roberts on for an interview, hopefully next week sometime. And I've got a feeling with Michael it's going to turn into more of a co-host situation, because we're such good friends and we go way back. And I really think you'll enjoy what he has to bring to the podcast. I know that he provides me with incredible value in virtually every conversation. So thanks again for being here. I really appreciate it. It's awesome seeing the downloads just skyrocketing on the podcast. And it's actually, when you start a podcast, you never know what's going to happen. And this one in particular is significant, because another thing, those thought leaders who I listen to daily just to keep myself engaged more than anything, another thing they've taught me is that if you reach number 7, then you keep going. Well, apparently a lot of people drop out before they reach podcast number 7. So I'm going to give myself a congratulations for reaching podcast number 7. And I'm going to thank you again for being here and for letting me share what I hope is going to be inspirational and helpful to you on your journey as a brilliant songwriter. All the best. Looking out for you.